Welcome to the Emily Osman Show, your place to learn how to market yourself online and build a business doing the work you love on your terms. Listen in for simple, doable strategies mixed with mindset tips and candid conversations with other entrepreneurs, all designed to help you turn your ideas into reality and share your passions with the world. Now, let's get into the show. Welcome back to the show. Now, if you're like most entrepreneurs, and there are loads of things that you could teach and that you could help people with. And this means that when it comes to creating your first online course, you could potentially go ahead and create an all-encompassing, very broad course or even a membership that really covers all the bases and all aspects of your area of expertise. However, in today's episode, I want to share with you why starting your online course journey with a smaller, lower priced, and more specific course can be a really smart way to go. And I'm going to be sharing with you five key elements to consider when it comes to doing so. Now, the week that this episode is scheduled to come out is the first week that I'll be running my new 30-day course launch with the first intake of students. We're going to be working through how to choose a specific course topic that their audience really want and to understand the pain points of their audience and how to go about doing this. Then also how to start growing their email list with people who are interested in their course topic so they have that really warm base ready to launch to. If you're interested in joining the 30-day course launch when it reopens, just go to emilyosmond.com/launch-course. So launch-course, put your name down, and let's get into this week's episode. So number one, the first thing to consider when it comes to creating your first online course and why going with a more specific, lower priced, and smaller course to start with is that creating a smaller specific course on one focused topic is arguably going to be a lot quicker for you to actually create, to then and thereby get live for you to sell, and because of this, quicker for you to start your learning process about actually how to create a course, market it, sell it, and deliver it. So it's going to speed up this whole journey for you to get it out there, start generating revenue from your digital products, and start this learning process. You can start getting better and better at it. Now, creating a broader, bigger, more all-encompassing course is pretty likely to require a much longer time frame for you to create all the content in it and to get it set up and going. So I want you to really think about this as going ahead and creating a smaller, more specific course is just the first course you're going to create. It's not going to be, if you don't want it to be, the only course you ever create. And you may in the future go ahead and launch a second course or a larger coaching program or in-person events where you'll teach similar things or different topics or memberships. So a good kind of way to frame this is, hey, this is the first, just the first of many things you're going to create. Let's pick a specific topic. So you can go ahead, get it created in a nice short time frame, get it out there, actually validate that people want this thing before you spend months and months creating, let's say, a bigger, broader course that has a lot more content in there for people to work through, and start, like, get your training wheels on here and get out into the market. Now, a second point here is number two, when you have a smaller, more specific course at a lower price point, it's also arguably easier and quicker for your audience to make that decision of whether to buy or not. Higher price points can take longer decision-making time for people to decide whether or not to buy. So when your course is a smaller price point and it's a more specific topic, it's really clear to your audience about the outcome it delivers and if it's something that they want slash need, meaning that buying decision is arguably quicker and easier for them than the decision to spend $1,000 or several thousand dollars on a larger or broader course or coaching program, okay? So quicker decision-making process, you can pop it in front of your audience and let them know, hey, this is available. Would you like to purchase or not? And it's not a huge decision for them to go ahead and make. And this leads to point number three here. So smaller, more specific courses at that lower price point, and really I'm talking about between $0 to $500-ish most sitting around the 150, 200 kind of price point here. Now, these are arguably easier to sell on Evergreen. Now, what I mean by Evergreen is that you can have your course available on your website and drive your social media and email list to it. So drive your audience to your course sales page. And you can also have some flash sales, flash offers that you offer to your audience, offer to your email list. And you can aim to have daily, weekly, monthly sales of your course versus when there's a higher price point attached to your course, you're probably going to want to be doing a different type of sales strategy, which may look like more limited time launch events, which can be a little bit more preparation, energy, and time if you've gone ahead and done kind of a full launch. And then it can often require repeating or doing more launches so that you have this basically an event to give people that reason to go ahead and purchase now with some bonuses or whatever it might be that you pop in there to incentivize people to take action when it is a higher priced point. Now, when it's something that's a low price point, it can be just a quicker, easier decision for people to make. That decision-making process is shortened, as we've discussed, which means that it can be easier for you to sell your course by just driving traffic and your audience to your course sales page or to a little email series where you talk about and share some great value and then invite people to purchase. Okay. So I consider having a course that you can sell more frequently of and by driving traffic there, basically around the clock, as being a little bit more life friendly than a course that relies on the launch strategy. Now, are going to want to do some sort of promotion and some sort of launch the very first time to let people know, hey, this is available. You're not really just going to put it on your website and hope for the best. You're going to let your audience know this is available. Come and join. And in 30-day course launch, I take you through exactly how to do that. We have a free training series that you invite your audience to do so you can set them up to be ready to purchase your course. But the idea is that you aren't required to continue launching your course over and over to make sales. It's something that you can drive your traffic to. That's really the entry point into your business and no-brainer for people to go ahead and make. It doesn't require a huge launch strategy behind it. And if you think about the courses that you've purchased that perhaps have been in that zero to 500 or a bit less price point, chances are it was kind of an easy decision. Hey, that sounds really good. Let's go ahead and purchase it. And it might've been not long since you first discovered the course creator that you went ahead and purchased. So think about your own buying style, your own buying behaviors, and know that there's different places for different courses at different price points in your business too. But we're looking at having those smaller, more specific topic courses that people can move through nice and quickly, give them an excellent result and form a really great basis for your business. Now, this also leads to number four here, is that having a shorter, more specific course is arguably quicker for your audience, for your students to go ahead and complete it. And this means there's that shorter time frame and that shorter cycle of you being able to gather the feedback from it and improve it more quickly. So it's a win for everyone. And when there's courses that, like I know I bought one that was in the thousands price point and it's a huge course and I haven't finished it. And so I don't really have anything to report back on if it works or not. It's a little bit overwhelming actually because there's so much in there and it feels like a lot of hard work. Now, when you have a shorter course for your students to move through, that is really just, hey, do this, do this, do this. You can gather questions, challenges, feedback that arise along the way as your students implement, arguably more quicker than the bigger, longer courses. And this means that you really have that shorter process in place to use your students' feedback to improve your course, make it as excellent as it can be, before you then go ahead and promote it to more people. So that cycle of just making it better and better continuously is shortened down. And based on all of these points so far, so let's do a quick recap. Number one was looking at it's going to just be easier and quicker for you to get live and out there because there's less content for you to have to create. Number two, it's arguably easier and quicker for your audience to make that decision to go ahead and buy, meaning a shorter buying cycle. Number three, arguably easy to sell on Evergreen, basically make consistent sales of it versus relying on a bigger launch event for the higher price programs. And number four, quicker cycle to gather feedback and improve it. So all of these mean number five, you're arguably going to have more customers and more happy customers, which leads to increased word of mouth and increased testimonials. And we all know that word of mouth is just invaluable when it comes to our business, whatever offers we have to sell. But imagine you have, let's say, 100 or 1,000 happy students or students out there talking about how they've completed your course and it's just excellent, it's helped them so much, versus perhaps a smaller number of people that maybe haven't quite finished your course yet. It's going to be pretty powerful there. And then, of course, the testimonials, which again is just such a powerful way for us to promote what we do without having to basically promote it ourselves. We're letting our students sell it for us. So really helping sell more of your course. And then this is part of this, but also, I guess, like an extra point here, the more happy customers you have more opportunities for upsells and cross-sells. So we all know that we're like more likely to sell to existing customers than new customers. So if you can get more new customers, you're arguably going to be able to have more customers who now have really purchased from you, learned from you, had great success, trust you, and you can then offer your additional products. And this is where I spoke about, hey, this doesn't have to be the only thing you sell, but this could be a really strategic entry point into your business. And then you can offer, whether it is a big broader course, whether it's your coaching program, whether it's a membership, whether it's events, whether it's private coaching, whatever that looks like for your business, you have more opportunities and really more people there who've already had a great experience with you to then offer some other products too. Whew. Okay, so I want to now take a look at, hey, Emily, I get it. But why we can resist this. And I totally get it. I have been here too. I know there can be a resistance to basically choosing one focused thing to go ahead and create a course around. And I think it comes back to not wanting to commit to being known for one thing when we know there's so much we could teach and help people with. We perhaps don't want to be seen as one dimensional. I know I felt that in the past too. I'm like, oh, but it's not just this thing I know. Now, the reality is that you can add other topic-specific courses in the future, okay? And I just mentioned in the previous point about cross-sells, upsells, that type of thing. So some opportunities for you. So you might have a cross-sell. So when someone, and these are my definitions here, a cross-sell. So when someone purchases your first course, you might have another course that's really complementary to the topic. And it's like, hey, you might also like this one. Maybe you have three different courses that all really the supportive of each other, and you can have a little bundle there that people can purchase. Maybe you have an upsell. So for instance, more premium price point, different program, more support from you, more coaching strategy, that type of thing that helps people maybe to further develop the skills in the same area. So maybe your first course is more introductory and then your second program is a little bit more in depth and it has some more higher end inclusions there. Or maybe you also have a downsell, which is perhaps a lower price point, and this could be a maintenance product, a subscription, a membership, that perhaps is a lower price point per month than the upfront price of your course. So therefore, you're kind of like comparing the price saying, hey, this is a no-brainer. It's only this much per month, which may be where you can help people maintain or get even better results or continue to grow and build on what they've already experienced from your course. Okay, so you've got lots of different ways you can expand from this, but you can't expand when you haven't got anything there in the first place. So I hope that helps you. I just find this is such a great strategic way to look at approaching your business and look at creating an introductory offer to your business and also just making it doable as well. Hey, let's just pick this one topic that is really front of mind and that your audience really want. Let's create something around that for them and give them a great experience. And from there, we've got so many ways that we can go. So that's it for me this week. I hope you enjoy this episode. As always, if you go ahead and leave a little review, you can scroll down through all the episodes in Apple Podcasts till you get to the bit that says ratings and reviews. Pop your name in there, pop your business name or your Instagram handle, and I'll give you a shout out in a future episode. If you want some help with your online course, I can help you with that. You can go to emilyosmond.com/launch-course and pop your name down for when I reopen the 30-day course launch, which is really designed to help you take action on this and to figure out what topic to create your course around, to help you set it up, build your interest list, launch the course, get it all set up in Kajabi, and away to the races. And if you already have an online course or digital product business, online business that you want some help with, that you want some support and community around, that you'd love my coaching and advice on, go ahead and join us in the Modern Marketing Collective. You can go to emilyosmond.com/collective. That's my monthly membership. There's a couple of options there, whether you go the standard or the premium, if you want a bit more kind of like mastermind networking style, and that could be a great spot for you. All right. Have a lovely week. I'll chat with you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Emily Osmond Show. I would so appreciate it if you could leave a review in Apple Podcasts. Simply scroll down past all the episodes to where you find ratings and reviews. Tap write a review and be sure to include your name or business name so I can give you a shout out too. You'll find my latest resources at emilyosmond.com/free. And remember, until next time, connection over perfection. You have got this, and we'll speak soon.